Blog Talk Radio.
Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Spooky Jessica. Happy Halloween Eve to everybody.
Happy Halloween.
It's not Halloween.
It's not Eve.
It's Halloween.
No, yeah.
This is an exciting night, isn't it?
It is so spooky. You have no idea.
I have an idea, because you know what we're going to be doing tonight?
Something really spooky.
Really cool, really spooky, really fun, and all our listeners are going to get to be part of this. Because
I know.
We are going
to a very spooky place.
A very
I'm just going to keep
place.
Saying spooky.
Spooky, spooky. Blah. We're going to the Chapman Road
Cemetery, right.
Where there have been many sightings of children laughing at night, spirits. People have done ghost hunts there. And so we are all packed up. We're ready to go. We're actually going to be playing two songs, and we're going to head over there, and we're actually going to do a live ghost hunt on location. And
it's going to be spooky.
It's going to be spooky. And the good part is the moon is still very bright out here.
It is
right
a
now.
Full moon still.
Yes.
Well, almost
it's
a
almost
full moon.
A full moon. So it'll be kind of lit up, so
it's
that'll gonna
be
good.
Awesome.
And I guarantee you, because that's one thing I can guarantee you, we're going to get activity, because whenever Jessica and I go ghost hunting.
Yes.
We get activity.
We do.
Every single
Why
time.
Why is that?
Well, I think because we generate a lot of energy. I mean, I think that, you know, we both bring something very special to the table. We're both very gifted. The one thing that you have that I wish to God I did have and I don't is you from, I don't know, I guess your whole life, you've been able to sense when something's off with somebody or somebody's evil or somebody's bad. And we could be walking down the street and Jessica will walk by somebody and go, he's evil. Or she could meet somebody, and that person will remain nameless, that came to the door for trick-or-treat tonight,
yes.
An adult, and the first thing you said was, oh, that person, she's a bad person. And it was funny because I happened to know this individual, and I wouldn't say that was an inaccurate statement.
Well, I get a feel.
You do.
Know?
And it's great because I think because I put so many seals of protection around me because of what I do every day, I don't sense that necessarily. And you do. So we make a good team when we do this, and we always find lots of activity. I think that they're drawn to us because they sense
probably.
That you're kind of like the protector in
mm-hmm.
that way, and your family actually, your children
yes.
are very much. They literally fight all night long, demons. I mean, that's something
well,
that your son has done
my
for
son,
his whole life,
yeah,
right?
In his
yeah.
sleep, he's ever yeah. since he was a little tiny boy,
mm-hmm.
that's his dream sleep is
yeah, he is
fighting
evil all the time. And he has dreamt that every single night
yeah.
from the day he could remember
from ever
dreaming.
Since he could talk about
and,
it.
And doesn't your other daughter do
my
that?
My daughter, I think she's more intuitive. And
yeah, well, she's definitely that.
Yeah, she yeah. has. No, she dreams about zombies, which is bizarre.
Not really. There's probably a reason why she dreams about
that.
No. But, you know,
maybe she watches too many zombie movies.
She's my niece, so, you know,
yeah.
she's going to have it, right?
There better not ever be zombies. That's scary.
But there's not going to be zombies. We're not going to worry about zombies but unless they come and ring your door tonight and say, trick or treat.
No, they'll go, oh, give us some candy because we're never going to die and we'll run out.
I don't know. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're still going to be doing readings tonight, though, and I see a couple of people already in the queue. We've got some folks in the queue, so if you want to get a reading done tonight, I want you to call in 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And I also happen to know that this evening we have a very special guest that's going to be calling in who has written a very scary, scary, creepy Halloween song.
No way.
Yeah, and he is going to be singing it live on air.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be creepy. So this is our official Halloween special song. So
you
what,
know what you need to do before we get started?
What?
Your witch person.
You think I do?
You got to do it.
Okay, because, you know, I know.
It'll kick off our evening.
It will kick off our evening. And while I look for that, because we'll find it one second here, I just want to say one of our goals when we go to these ghost hunts, you know, we have the utmost respect for all the paranormal groups in the area. And we've worked with many of them and just adore them. And if by chance Jill from OPI is out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shout out hello because we adore her and her husband and the
yes.
whole crew out there. But
hey, Jill, we love you.
Yes, we do. But what I want to say is that one of our things that we do, Jessica and I, is we always ask the spirits if they want to cross over. Now, not you know, most of the groups, you know, that's not what that's not their
no,
purpose.
That's not
they're
what they're all about.
Identify and
they're
scientifically prove, right, mm-hmm. exactly. What we do is just a hair different in that when we go out there, our goal is to offer the opportunity to cross over. And sometimes they don't want to cross over, and sometimes they do. And when they do, it is the most awesome thing.
Yeah.
And so our goal tonight is to offer that opportunity, that window of opportunity for
right.
for any, if we meet with any of these spirits, to cross them over. And we will know because of the equipment that we'll be bringing along with us.
Mm-hmm.
So the car is literally packed up. It's going to take us about maybe not quite 6 minutes to get over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, luckily it's very close by.
It's very close by. So the car is queued. The engine's running. We're ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and do one reading right now because I want to get through the one reading for sure.
Cool.
And then we'll go ahead and
our
we'll
first
start the
Halloween reading.
Yes, we're going to do our first one. And we've got to open the door to the office. Hold on.
Like her.
We do,
sadly.
That's a little bit scary. Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take our first reading. And this is from area code 904 with a prefix of 383. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. Welcome to the show. How can I help you this evening?
I was calling because I'm moving to Dallas in December, and I'm trying to see how soon do you see me finding employment when I move.
How soon do I see you finding employment? Well, I'm going to tell you a couple of things here, okay? I see February is when you're going to find employment, but that doesn't mean you'll have something before. You will have something before that because you said you're moving in December. February is when you're going to have the job you really want. I see you taking something or at least seriously considering another job offer prior to that, but it's not the one you really want, and it's not the one you're going to end up with. Even if you take it, you'll take the other job offer immediately thereafter because it'll give you more opportunity to do what you want to do. It'll be a better work environment. It'll be better pay and better benefits. How I know all that? I don't know. Because I'm psychic, I guess. That's the only way I know, because that's what I'm being shown. And it's like that's so exactly factual it cracks me up because it doesn't always come that way, but it is right now for you. So that's a good thing, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It really is. Now, what do you like about Dallas?
I lived there before, and I'm familiar with it and the opportunities.
It's a good place. Do me a favor while you're there. Go to Dick's Last Resort. It's one of my favorite places. You can eat all the clams and crab legs you want, and they come in buckets, and they put on improvisational jazz music that is awesome, okay?
Okay,
it's a lot of fun.
I'll check it out.
It's in the Warehouse District. You'll really enjoy it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, and have a safe move. Like, I'm going to tell you, I see this is the right thing for you. I also see that you were able to make this trip. Did somebody create some kind of, I don't want to say endowment. I know that sounds like a silly thing to say. But did somebody give you something that allows you to make this move?
My sister is getting ready to give it to me.
Ah, there you go. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm being shown. That's what the angels are showing me, that her generosity is what's enabling this to happen for you. You're not running away, right?
No.
Okay. You know why I said that.
Yeah.
So the thing is, as long as you know that you're not running away and you understand why you're doing what you're doing, that is the absolute right thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, I think the angels are showing me this is off the charts the right move for you. I mean, like totally, like so off the charts. And I always say this, when
wow.
I get it so strong, it's like they're hitting me in the head and saying, it's not just yes, it's like, heck yeah, this is really good. So I really see this as a really good thing to do. Okay?
Okay, thank you. You made my night.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Listen, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now stay on because you do not want to miss this ghost investigation.
Oh, yeah.
It is
okay.
Awesome. Okay, all right. Bye-bye now, hon. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead. The car is actually gassed up. It's literally sitting, engine idling. We have two participants that are sitting in the car
mm-hmm.
right now waiting for us to jump in. We're going to head over there. We're going to play just two songs, just two short songs in the meantime, and then we're going to go ahead and start the investigation. Then we will come back here. We will take more calls, do some more mini angel readings. This is going to be a lot of fun.
And our cool Halloween song.
And our cool, that's going to be the highlight of the evening.
That's
frankly.
Going to be great. I'm
the
looking
cool
forward
Halloween
to it.
Song from Reverend Jay is going to be the highlight of the evening. Oh, I said who it was going
to
be.
I was going to say, we're supposed
said,
to be
that's
secret.
Okay. Hey, we got, well, he says Reverend Jay is in the house, and I really like that. So good job, good job, good job. All right, and I'm glad he took that other name off because I've yet to comment on that other name that he was signing on. I won't even mention it.
Okay. I don't know what that was.
I will not
discuss
it.
You're going to have to tell me.
Maybe during break. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to play two songs. Get ready, guys. This is. I'm telling you, I just feel that this is going to, like we're going to, I just know we're going to.
It is Halloween.
It's, you know, like almost a full moon because we just got over the full moon. I'm telling you, the energy there is going to, like, blow
our thoughts off. What is the moon right after
waxing,
a full moon?
Waxing, waning.
New.
Waning.
There's a new moon this weekend.
Is there a new moon?
That's why I'm getting my hair cut this weekend.
I'm from New Jersey, and New York is underwater. Okay, here we go. The car's running. Give us two songs, and we're going to be unloading, and we'll be coming live from location at the Chapman Celery Fields Cemetery, where all those children's spirits have been seen and heard late at night. We'll be back.
In society, you're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines, the clothes you're wearing, girl, that causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. No. When I first met you, girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who. That said, I'm not your stepping stone.
Okay, so we're out here. We're at the Chapman Road Cemetery. And we're kind of rushing a little bit because this is our Halloween special show. And what we want to do today is this evening, we've got a very bright full moon behind us, don't we?
It is the brightest moon you have ever seen.
Yes.
It's lighting up the whole cemetery.
Right, which is kind of good.
It is cool.
It's better than city. And it's cold out here for Florida. It's really cold. Of course, for all the people up north that just went through Hurricane Sandy, I guess it's not.
But we had to go by us, so.
Right, exactly. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to set up our equipment. The first thing that Jessica's going to turn on is the EVP. And the recorder for EVPs, okay? We're going to collect on the digital recorder electronic voice phenomena. What that means is, you know, we often talk about how we're all going to raise our vibration level when we go through the ascension. And what happens is everybody operates at a higher level of vibration. We often say that when we talk to angels, we're also talking at a higher level of vibration. And sometimes it's hard to hear them. So by putting it and capturing whatever feedback we get by these spirits, we'll be able to slow it down on our equipment. And when we do the listen back in the office, and we'll be able to hear if any messages are being sent to us. The next thing we're doing is turning on the EMF detector. Jessica, you want to explain what the EMF detector is? Okay.
I'm having a tough time with equipment here.
Okay. The EMF detector, it just went off
up.
The second. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It is lighting up because it's going, because
we just mentioned
it. You don't know how to turn me on.
That's it. The EMF detector is a device that checks electromagnetic fields, and it measures it. And this is kind of, it's kind of like going to a doctor. You know, sometimes in order to get a diagnosis, they have to rule everything out.
Right.
Well, with an EMF detector, we turn off any type of electronics or energy in the area, okay? And when we do that, we then only have whatever our equipment would register on the EMF detector. And the reality is none of our equipment here is going to register on the EMF detector, right? Because it's all very low. It's all battery operated and low energy. So whatever it picks up, when an energy source will cross it or come near it, it will light up. And it'll light up many different colors. For instance, it'll start off with a green, but as the energy source gets closer, it goes to yellow and orange and then bright red. And when it goes to bright red, boy, we know it's on fire, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. And it's definitely lighting up now.
Right. So what happens is...
Isn't that funny?
We're in a kind of a unique location. And so this location is in a cemetery. And we probably should lower our voices a little bit. And we're outside of a chapel, which is open. And I don't think it's supposed to be open, but it happens to be tonight. So,
yeah, the whole cemetery is open. We were kind of afraid we were going to have to break in.
Yeah, which we would never do.
And we would never do that because
we
are law-abiding citizens.
That's right. And I might get caught on the fence. So we decided that we had to, things aren't where they used to be years ago.
Well, no,
you know?
And if we had to run away really fast, we'd probably have a problem.
Yeah, the policeman would start laughing in his pants or something. I don't know where he'd be laughing, but...
I don't know if he'd laugh in his pants.
He'd be laughing for sure. Now, on this scary Halloween night show, we have participant one and participant two. These are the same two participants that joined us for the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Yes.
And that was really great. Now, the other thing that we brought along with us, and this is really kind of neat, is we brought along, explain the flashlight.
Well, the flashlight is one of those long flashlights that twists on the end, and it's very easy to turn on and off by people other than me.
Right.
Because apparently, I'm just not capable tonight. There we go. Now that I've blinded you.
I'm completely blinded. Okay. So we've got the digital recorders going. And what we do is we take this flashlight, which is like a pen light in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
and
a mag
twists.
Light.
You turn it on the end and you twist it on, and someone doesn't trust me to have it on properly.
No, I'm just checking it.
It's working, and...
Okay. All right, so what we do is we lay it down. Jessica twisted it so that a little twist would turn it on, but it's sitting perfectly still. And what I find really amazing is now... There's no electrical source here.
There's nothing.
We're near
nothing electrical.
So if the EMF reader starts going off for no reading at all, it's because spirits are coming across the
room. And we are getting so much activity while we're talking,
it's not even funny. It's going nuts. So we're letting it calm down a minute because there is nothing electronic sitting here. But we also use another thing. We use something called the Ghost Radar that you can get, download the app on any smartphone. Now, some people say it's not true and it doesn't work. But we have found it to be
It has
worked really well for us. For whatever reason, we're able to talk to spirits that come across. And Jeff, why don't you explain to all our listeners what our goal is tonight? We're going to make this a very short one because we can't do a real ghost hunt. You hear the traffic. It's not as late as it should
be. Well, and the problem is the cemetery is right near a main road. So you can hear the traffic going back and forth, and we can see traffic going back and forth. So we want to make it quick because we want to make sure that nobody finds us here.
Well, and in addition to that, the other thing we want to do is if we find any spirits here tonight, specifically the ones we're looking for.
Right.
You see something? I just saw this dark shadow up there.
Really?
You know, it might have just been a shadow, nothing more.
Well,
it's very windy.
Also traffic going by.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big trees around here.
Yes. And it's chilly, but Jessica and I share a common goal. You know, we've worked with, and we've been proud and honored to work with several of the different ghost hunting groups around the area. And we love and adore all of them, and we love spending time with them. However, I will say this. Our goal, our unique goal, and not everyone shares this goal, is that when we come across children that are here, or any spirits, our goal is to cross them over. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Now,
and I'm sorry, I am just, you know, I'm out in the
outdoors,
the allergies
getting
funny,
and that's okay. And so our goal tonight is to be able to cross over anybody that
Our EMF is going wild.
Yes, our electromagnetic field detector is just going absolutely nuts. Now, I want to, this is going to kind of freak people out just a little bit. We've been running the ghost radar on the app on the cell phone. While we've been talking. And we haven't asked any questions. And let me tell you the words that have come out.
Yeah, I
want to
see because I'm kind of far from it.
When I started talking about the EVPs, the word that came across was opinion. Yes, that is my opinion.
Yeah.
the other word that it picked up was the name Andy. It just says Andy.
Andy.
And then the next thing it picked up was the word dad.
Aww.
I know, which, oh my gosh, okay.
Maybe Andy is here with us.
And Andy is either someone's dad or he's trying to get a hold of his dad. So we're gonna work on that. And then the next thing that...
I think Andy might be here with us.
Andy's here with us?
Because this is light. Now, Andy, we have a flashlight here that you can twist and let us know that this is you. I know you've been great with the EMF, and if you could twist our flashlight, twist it on. This way we know it's you. I know it takes a lot of energy, but that would really help us out.
You just twist the end of it right there where I'm pointing. I know you can see in the dark better than I can. If you could just twist the end of that, and then we'll know you're here with us. Our EMF is lighting up like crazy. There is no electronic source near it, crossing it, or moving. We're perfectly still. We're actually sitting on what appears...
Oh, there we go.
Okay, the flashlight just turned on. That freaks me out every time. It's okay, Andy. It's okay.
It is Andy.
It is Andy. Thank you for turning on the flashlight. That just blows my mind every time. The one thing we know...
Okay, he's turning it off.
He's turning it off. Now, go ahead. You can turn it off.
Turn it off, and this way we could ask you another question. This way we can find out, you know, why you're here, but if you have any questions of us...
Thank you. He just turned it off. Oh, doesn't that blow your mind each time that happens?
What? I'm cold, so nothing's going to blow my mind tonight. I think somebody could walk right in front of me.
to anyone listening to this, you have to imagine we're sitting here in pitch dark. Okay, it's absolutely pitch dark.
Well, other than the giant moon that's shining.
Right, the giant moon. And we asked that the person whose name shows up on our ghost radar detector... It transfers electronic signals into words, and the name was Andy. We asked if it was Andy. The EMF detector lit up on fire. Then we asked Andy, the spirit, to turn on the flashlight, and he did.
Which is awesome. That is so cooperative.
So cool. Okay, so what we want to ascertain, and I'm going to tell you, we were talking, and I got smacked in the back by participant one and two at the same time. So that means they're pointing at the flashlight, like, it's going. And we want to ask Andy, because we know that this area was well known. The story goes, the lore is that at night, late at night, when it's dark, there were a lot of children that died here through disease and other things, because this was an area where the Slavics came, and they actually wanted to be farmers. They wanted nothing part of the industrial
mm-hmm.
revolution. So they came over here, and they tried to grow, and they grew celery.
Well, this area in Oviedo is all celery fields. Way
right.
back when, it was celery fields and the people that worked in the celery fields.
Right. And so that's what they did, and they came here, and they say that a lot of the children died, and when they died here, some of the spirits didn't cross over, because
right.
the word is at night, next to us is a big lacrosse field next to the cemetery. They say they can hear the children laughing. And so our goal tonight is, if there are any spirits here, whether they be children or adults,
right,
is to what?
We want to cross them over, because,
amen.
You know, we know you're hanging around here for whatever reason. Maybe you don't realize that. Well, there you go.
And I guess they want to be crossed over.
Well,
they
good.
Want to be reunited. The reason we know that is the flashlight just went on, went really bright. And so we know that you want to be crossed over. So go ahead and turn the flashlight off if you can.
Yeah, turn it off.
And it's slowly turning
slowly
off.
Slowly turn it off.
Just twist it a little bit more. We know it takes a lot of energy. We know we've got Andy here. And what we're going to do is, once you get that flashlight, it's slowly going off. It takes a lot of energy for spirits to twist the end of that to turn it off. And it's going slowly,
almost off,
a little bit more. Come on, Andy. Good boy. All right. Now, Andy, we're going to ask you a question. Are you a young man under the age
of 30? Under the age of 30.
Under
the
age of 30.
That Andy's an adult.
Okay. Andy, if you're under the age of 30, either cross over the EMF detector and light it up, or turn the flashlight on. Well, did it just flash?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I get the feeling Andy's an older gentleman, but that
okay,
could just be me.
Okay, let's see. Well, he gave us the word dad. Of course, there's a few other words on here that I don't know if you want me to read out.
Yeah, read it.
Okay, well, some of them are camp.
Okay.
And that word came up on the radar detector, or the ghost radar, when I was talking about families coming out here and living. And
okay.
I got the word camp.
And what else?
Well, the next word was Japan.
Japan.
And fly.
You know what? I think Andy was in World War II.
Could
or
be.
No, World War One.
Well,
World War One.
There's
was
another
Japan.
Word here that I just want to be really, really careful about. Claws.
Okay, I don't like that
word. I don't like that word. So, Andy, if you have anything to do with claws.
Yeah, we don't want to be a part of that.
The EMF detector just. Andy, are you. Let's make sure we're dealing with a good entity. We don't deal with anything beyond.
Yeah.
You know,
anything
so
in God's light. That's all we want.
We only want what's in God's light. Are you in God's light? If you are in God's light, meaning you're a good spirit, you're a kind spirit, you mean us no harm, then go ahead and either light up the EMF detector or turn the flashlight on, if you mean us no harm. Go ahead.
Light it up,
Joseph. Andy. Okay.
Well.
Okay, now I'm going to have to ask this question. Andy, if you are a darker person, an evil person, a bad person, if you mean us harm, I'm going to ask you to either light up the EMF detector or turn on the flashlight. Go ahead and do it. Okay.
No reaction.
Well, did it not just react?
I saw that.
It blinked.
So we're going to ask you, so that wasn't like evil, so let me ask you this. Do you feel like you were maybe a bad person in life? And you feel you have guilt issues? Is that what we're dealing here with? Like you're trying to reach out to somebody, you don't know how to get a message to them, you feel bad, and
that's probably why you're still remaining here.
Because you feel like there's unfinished business. Is that correct? If so, light up the EMF detector, light up the flashlight. Okay, we're getting no activity, so we're going to have to go back to the original question. Do you mean us harm, Andy? If you do, light it up one more time, nice and bright, and we'll get the message loud and clear that you want us to stop doing this. Okay,
all
it
right.
just lit up like a...
Yeah, okay,
okay.
Well, that means he doesn't want us to talk to him anymore.
Okay, so Andy, that means you don't want us to talk to you anymore. Is that correct? You would like us to stop and to leave? If that's correct, light it up one more time, and we will pack up what we're doing here and leave. You have to light it up for us. If you want us to leave, light it up.
I don't know. We're not getting a definitive answer here.
Okay, well, twice now he said he's evil. He's dark.
Well, you know what?
So let me ask this last question. Are you going to harm us if we stay? Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? If the answer is no, light it up. Either cross over this EMF detector or light up the flashlight. Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? And if the answer is no, go ahead and light this up, because we want to know we're safe. Okay, and here comes the big question.
The big question is?
If you're going to try and harm us if we stay. That's what I want to know. Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? If you are, light up the EMF detector or turn on the flashlight. One or the other. Either one. Light up the EMF detector, cross over it, or go ahead and turn the end of the flashlight. You just let us know. He's not giving us an answer
no,
either way.
No, and you know, I'm thinking maybe it's talking about crossing over. Maybe he doesn't want to cross over.
So that's the next question. Why don't you ask that?
I mean, Andy, if you just want to stay right here and continue your existence the way it is, we won't talk to you about crossing over. You know, that's not your thing, and that's fine. Everybody can do whatever they want.
Did you see it just flash?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you, I'd say that's
he
what
he doesn't
is.
Want to cross over.
And that's fine.
That's fine. Our goal is never to force anybody,
no,
right?
No, of course not. We're just here to... have a chat and, you know.
On All Hallows Eve.
Right.
And, you know, I'm getting some words here on my ghost radar.
Yeah.
Saying tiny heart. Andy, do you feel like you have a tiny heart? Yes. Did you see it flash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Andy, can I ask you a question? Are you a younger person under the age of 15? Are you younger than the age of 15? If so, light up the EMF detector. We're just trying to... kind of gauge. See, I'm figuring Andy's about the age of 10.
Okay.
It's about what I'm getting. And I'm just curious to see if that's what we're going to see here. Oh, he's saying we have an audience. Maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Well, and I think that could very well be. There's
lot. Oh, he just flashed it. Yeah.
Okay. So there's more than just Andy we're talking to.
Is there more than one spirit here? If so, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
how many spirits? Let's pick a number. How about five?
Are there five or less? Okay. And one of our participants is showing me a number. Give it to me again.
10.
10. Are there did it just last?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got approximately 10. The reason I'm asking is I'm wearing my reading glasses, and you know where the break is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's me going through the break in the glass. You know,
no,
okay.
we'll let you know.
That's sad. Maybe I should just change my glasses. Okay, here we go.
I don't think you need glasses to see in the dark.
Probably not.
They're all
young.
Children?
Okay, so one of our participants is particularly good at sensing spirits, so she's saying they're all young, and I feel they're all young, too. Are you maybe all children? Are you... Yes.
Okay.
Are you the children that people say they hear laughing and playing here at night? They don't know.
Well, they probably don't know because, you know, it could be anybody that they're hearing. Now, do we have girls and boys here tonight? Girls and boys both? Just
okay, well, let me, they're saying.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting on. This is so incredible.
What's
this is
going
to blow your mind, people.
Okay.
Okay, they're saying, I said, are you under the age of 10? And they said the oldest.
Oh,
see here?
Okay, yeah.
And then they say shout, like they're trying to shout.
Oh, they're trying to talk to us.
Yeah, so is Anne here? If Anne is here, because she has her name on the ghost radar, if there's somebody named Anne or Annie or Anne Marie, go ahead and light up the EMF detector or turn on this flashlight. And also, if there is somebody here by the name of Danny, because that's the other name that's showing up here, Danny. So we know we've got Andy, and there's an Anne and a Danny. And I'm still wondering if that still is kind of like a partial Anne and Danny is almost Andy.
It could be Andy.
So I'm wondering
Different forms of Andy.
Yeah, different forms of Andy. If that's correct, go ahead and light it up for me. We're also taking, with the thermal laser gauge, we're taking the temperature in the area where we're sensing that the people are. Participant number two is sensing some activity, as well as participant number one, and they're now taking temperature gauges. In most of the area, it's about 40, what? It's about 62, but in certain areas, the temperature drops to 32.
Wow.
So that generally means we have a spirit.
That means
here.
We have a spirit,
yeah.
For sure.
And so we're going in like a radius, a 360 degree radius around us, and the temperature is changing. And this is shooting out about 20 feet from our perimeter, so that's how we know where that goes. All right, so we know also that they're saying they're fierce and they're cool.
You are cool, guys.
You are very cool. So let me ask you guys a question. Did you work as farmers here? Did you come over with your families? Did you work as farmers here on this land?
Maybe in the celery fields? And if the answer
is... Oh, they said from Russia.
From Russia.
From Russia. Okay, that's very specific. Well, is Slavic...
Well, Czechoslovakia is near Russia.
Ah, I'm so impressed. So maybe that's what they know,
yeah.
Russia.
Well, right, right.
Oh,
and
I'm
back
so
then,
okay.
I don't know, what did they call...
It was the...
Czechoslovakia. Was it called Czechoslovakia? Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't call it that anymore.
No, now it's the Czech Republic.
Right.
Right.
So they came and settled in Russia to here.
You see that?
Oh, from Russia to here. Okay.
Yep, that's what they're saying. Okay, and do you like being here? Do you still enjoy being here? Do I dare ask the question?
What's the question? I was going to say, they must be bored.
Do they know if they're...
Well, and that could very well be why we were getting issues with the other questioning.
Right, so do you want to...
Because the crossing over may not be understood.
Right.
And I don't know that's...
I don't know if we should even say...
No. I think we just need to have some more conversation.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So you guys all hang out here and play, and do you guys like watching the kids play lacrosse in the field next door? Because I know they practice pretty much every day.
They use sticks, really big sticks.
Big sticks with the ball, and they run around and yell.
Yep, just flashed. Yeah, that's called lacrosse, and it's a game that the children of this time play. You realize that your time was long ago, don't you, in the late 1800s? Do you know what year you came over here? Do you know what year? Was it 1890, 1892? 1896, 1900, 1910. What year did you come here? Do you happen to know, any of you? I know you're very young, but do you remember what year it was? 1912?
Well, they were talking like World War I-ish.
It was much definitely, yeah, 1914?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're asking the non-history person here.
So let me ask okay, and then I have another question, since they're not responding to any of these. I want to ask you kids, do you think that we're here to be evil? Are you a little bit of afraid of us? Did somebody just see a flash?
No.
Do you think...
Yes.
You did, yes, thank you.
I'm sitting here looking at it.
I know. Do you think... Yeah, we're not evil. We're not here to be evil.
Oh, we're not here to hurt
you.
Anyone. We're both moms, and we have our children, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to say hi and you know, talk to you guys and ask some questions.
That's right.
And we would never hurt you. We just want to find out a little bit more about you.
And we don't want to scare you. Please, we don't want to scare you at all. Not even a little bit. Do you believe us? If you believe us, go ahead and light that up a little bit, because I don't want you to be scared.
You know, the problem is it takes a lot of energy to light this stuff up, and
I know,
we've been having a lot of conversations, so.
Well, I'm really glad we got to meet you all. Andy, for sure, and it looks like Ann.
Yeah.
And Danny.
The whole crowd.
And is there anyone else here that maybe wants to speak their name as loud as they can? I know you're shouting, and our ears can't quite hear you, but the equipment we have here with all these funny lights, it can hear.
Right.
It can hear really well.
And you can light this up, and you can light the flashlight up, or just shout really loud near that bright light in her hand, and that makes the words that you're saying.
They're saying the word, their mood is steady. See
okay.
that?
Cool. Oh,
mood
steady.
Uh-huh. You see that? So does that mean that you're okay with us for now? You're
good.
Okay with us? Because I don't...
We are the non-scariest people you will ever meet.
Although, I once went on a camping trip with Jessica, and she was pretty scared when she first wakes up in the morning. Let me just say. Hair,
I
like,
look
you
a
know.
Little scary, but hey. I look a little scary right now, too. My hair is
all.
Pretty wacky.
Well, all of us. It's very windy. We're just getting through the Hurricane Sandy, and so we still have a lot of those elements around
yes,
us.
Yes, we have the wind. I think that's all we have left.
A lot of wind. And, you know, Jessica, we'll even say while we're sitting here, we've had the opportunity to be on a property that a house burnt down on once,
mm-hmm.
and we were metal detecting, and even our participants here were with us. And it didn't, the property, something on that property didn't want us there.
Right.
Because a big tree limb came crashing down.
Oh, that was crazy.
And we jumped out. It started coming through the tree, and we heard it, and we all jumped away, and it came crashing down right where all of us were standing.
So we're all like, okay, we're done.
We're
out
of
here.
Yeah. And so that's why we say to you guys, you kids, we're here as friends, and we'll come back and visit you again if you want us to. And if you want us to, go ahead and light us up again, okay, so we know.
What are they saying now?
Well, they're saying the word action.
Action.
Yeah.
Maybe we're too boring because we're just sitting here.
Well,
and they want a little action.
Would you guys like to see Jessica get up and dance? Oh, one of our participants is dancing. And participant number two is now dancing.
See, now you guys
okay.
want to dance? You
and
can
that
join
is, that
them.
Is, what is that dance called?
It's like the Irish jig,
I think
like.
So. Do you know a Russian dance?
You need to do the do-do-do-do-do with your legs.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, no.
That's not
Megillah.
That's
Greek.
That's
Greek.
It's a Jewish song.
Oh, it is? Well,
we're so close. Okay, now they're doing the polka.
Now they're doing, yeah. Oh, wait, wasn't there this story about Anastasia from the Russian Tsar?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wasn't that? Probably, I don't know, these spirits think we're crazy.
They're going,
point.
Okay, you know nothing about Russia.
What
quite
I think
apparently.
Is really cool. Oh, look, it's lighting up like crazy.
Oh, and I was right. We know
you
nothing about Russia.
We know
that's
nothing about Russia. Yeah. Look at and they're agreeing with
and
us.
They're going, you are
you,
right. You guys are crazy.
People know absolutely nothing. You're right. And they want to know what they say our purpose is soft. You
and they're
that?
Right. They're right.
Yeah.
Our
okay.
purpose is soft because we have no intention of doing anything other than talking.
That's right. We're just here to talk. It's a tradition here where our children on Wednesday night, the 31st, will dress up in all kind of funny costumes,
mm-hmm.
31st of October. Sometimes they're scary. Sometimes they're not. And what they will do is they'll go door to door, and people will give them homemade treats and candy, which I'm sure you children are familiar with. Oh, it's windy and cold.
It is cold.
Wow.
That wind has picked up.
Boy, has it. Okay.
We always manage to be out in weather.
Why is that? Last time
we were
in a tropical storm. Now we're just
this
ending
is better,
hurricane.
Though, because I was so wet and so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I never laughed so hard. So, kids, do you think maybe you could light this flashlight up for us one more time?
Yeah, one of you
because
should
we
be
really
able to
have
do
enjoyed
it.
Talking
here, I'm
with
out
you.
Of the way.
And
you guys
just
can
touch
light it
the
up.
End of this one right here. And what I'll say to you guys is, and girls, if you want us to come back, light this up or light this up, and we'll come back and visit again, and I'll make these two, participant one and participant two. We can't say their names because these listening devices, I don't want people to know their names. They got to be kept mysterious. But
they have names too.
Yeah. We'll come back another time and we'll tell you their names and they'll probably dance for you again.
Maybe they can learn a Russian dance this time.
Yeah. And participant one just got hit in the head with an acorn. So I heard them coming. It was like, bam, bam.
Wow.
Kids, you're not throwing them, are you, by any chance?
Well, there's probably squirrels up in these trees hurling them at.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here, you crazy people. Get away from my nuts.
Okay.
Okay, that could
now
be taken
you
wrong.
The line.
I know, that could be taken wrong. Well, guys, we need a little bit more feedback. If you want us to stay, we will. But if you want us to go, we will as well. Just kind of let us know.
Yeah, if you want us to stay, light up this little thing right here. Light up those lights like you did before.
Right.
When you were making fun of me for not knowing anything about Russia.
Because, I mean, basically, if it's not in her town where she lives,
which
she
is,
knows
yeah.
nothing about it.
Not that I even know that much about the town that I live in.
Well, I think it was interesting. I didn't, I mean, of course, you know, Slavic is
mm-hmm.
near Russia, so
mm-hmm.
yeah. Was it Slovenia?
Huh?
Slovenia, yes.
There's Transylvania.
Yes, there is.
Transylvania.
No, that's where that... No. You know, you really don't want to know what they're saying. No, they're not saying.
They're
anything.
Saying,
I'm
you
kidding.
Guys, get
I'm
a map.
Yeah. God, we're 10 and we're smarter than you two idiots. All righty. Well, it seems like the activity has died down now.
Yeah, I think they're bored with us and they probably
they
ran
just
away.
Flashed it again.
Oh, so you're still here.
You're still here. Are you just kind of watching us, trying to decide whether we're good people, bad people, or somewhere in between?
We probably haven't asked the right questions. Okay, if you were a 10-year-old kid, what would you be interested in?
Do you miss your mommy and daddy? Do you miss either your mother or your father?
Now, let me ask you a question. You a question.
Yes.
Dr. Jenny.
Yes.
When if you were a Russian boy from way back when, would you speak English?
They were living in America, so they do speak a certain amount of English. The words that this is picking up...
Is what?
The way they're speaking is what I would call proper. Like,
right.
Like, what is your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Or your purpose is soft. It's they're taking the very literal sense of the word.
Okay.
So I would say they're using as much English as they can. But that's a very good point, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
A very good point.
But I wonder what the Russian would call a mother and father.
Well, I will have our crack research team check
yes.
on that, and we'll have an answer in just a minute.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I'm going to ask you kids, do you ever get a chance to play? Do you play a lot now?
Get to run around here in the big wide open fields under the trees. Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Do you play tag? I have a feeling that our children have decided, not our children, but
the children have run away because we've bored them to death.
Yeah. We're going to be quiet for just a minute because we want to see if you could give us all the laughter you have. So our equipment can pick it up. So for the next 30 seconds, we're not going to say anything. Just laugh. EMF detector went off like crazy, which is really, really neat.
The Russian radio.
Okay. And here is... Go ahead.
This is the Russian words for mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I could not repeat
that.
Let's
play that one more time. Beautiful. And what that's saying in Russian is, do you miss your mother or father? And if so, light up this equipment. That was translated into Russian,
mm-hmm.
so that maybe our spirits could hear them. Yeah. And if you do, light this up or turn this flashlight on. And then we'll know that you're missing them.
Well, light it up and let us know you guys are still here. Because we feel kind of like you.
Yep, it just lit up.
Okay.
They're still here.
Well, you're still here. Good.
So do you speak Russian?
Is that the language that you understand? Because maybe what we're saying is hard to understand.
And by any chance, do you speak Japanese? Because if you recall earlier, somebody said Japan onto the ghost radar. And
I was kind of taking it as World War One,
Japan-ish
type.
Time, mm-hmm. Which could very well be. I'm sensing there's a boy here, and it just lit up, okay? And I'm sensing this boy wants to talk to us.
Okay.
But I don't know the message that he's trying to deliver. I just don't know. I just don't know. It's lighting up again. What language do you speak? Can you tell us what language you speak? It's lighting up like crazy.
Okay, do you speak English? What we're speaking. Light. Yes, he lit it up.
Okay. So you speak English. Is there another language that you speak as well?
No.
Okay.
So he speaks English.
So he speaks English. So when we played you that Russian's word, those Russian words, you probably thought these people are nuts. We're not. We're really not.
So he wants to get a message across.
Yeah.
Maybe to a parent, a relative, a brother.
Do you want to get a message to your brother or to a sister? Or somebody that you lived with when you were here? Do you want to get a message to them?
An aunt or an uncle, maybe? Yes.
Okay. An aunt or an uncle? Okay.
It's an aunt or an uncle. So that must be who he was living with.
Were they good people? If they were good people, light this up. Okay. If they were bad people, light this up. We're right that it's an uncle?
Or an aunt? Maybe a cousin?
Ask Jessica, because they seem to be responding to your question.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if it was somebody that he came over here with that wasn't really a relative, but that he lived with.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was, it doesn't have to be me.
Yeah, it just lit up like crazy. And Andy, can I ask you a question? Were these people nice to you? If no, light it up. If this man was not nice or they were not nice, go ahead and light it up. Okay.
Are you feeling like somebody wasn't nice to him?
I feel a sadness in him.
Really?
Like, yeah, and I don't, that's why I keep going there.
And maybe he feels like there's something he should have told these people.
Did they treat you well?
Maybe he got separated from them when they got here.
Did you get separated from them when you got here? Or maybe you felt like you didn't treat them as well as you could have? Is that why you're kind of sad? And if it's not Andy, it's okay, whoever it is that we're speaking with.
Yeah, I mean, we're picking out the Andy name because we got it before, but it could be someone else. It is Andy?
It isn't.
It is not Andy.
I don't believe it's Andy.
Is this a male? Is this a boy that we're talking to? Is this a girl that we're talking to?
Are you a spirit? Do you know what you are? Please let that be a squirrel that's making that noise.
What noise?
Up there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's a big oak tree.
Because if some kid falls out of that tree onto my head, I'm going to have a heart attack. I just want everyone to know this right now. All righty. All right. So you came over here with this person.
Maybe not a relative.
Were you forced to come over here?
Like an indentured servant of some sort? Where you had to work for a period of time till you could be free, a free man?
No. And I think we're not getting a lot of response now.
No.
Huh? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I think we've asked you about as many questions as we can ask. So,
do you have anything else you want to tell us? Just light it up, because we will continue to ask questions to get at the reason that you, you know, if there's something you want to tell us.
Right.
Yep.
There is something.
There's something.
Oh, my gosh, it's lighting up like crazy. Okay.
All right. So we just haven't gotten to we haven't gotten to what they want to say.
All right. All right.
You want to communicate with someone. Is that it? You want us to get a message to someone. Light it up if the answer is yes. Okay, so that's not it.
We never asked the ultimate question.
And what's the ultimate question? Oh. True. Do you want us to cross you over?
So that you could be with your family and your loved ones?
In heaven.
Just flashed. Are you a little unsure, but you think you want to? Because you flashed it, but it wasn't a solid flash. If you want to be, I can tell you, your mommy and your daddy are up in heaven, and all the people that you love, they're missing you and they want to be with you. That I guarantee you. God's waiting for you and Jesus is waiting for you. So if you want to cross over, we can help you do that. We can open a door for you to cross over right now, and they will be waiting there with open arms to hug you and tell you all the things that you've missed, and it'll be the best life you could ever imagine, but only if you want to cross over. So you let us know. If you want us to do that for you, go ahead and light this up or light up this flashlight. But you have to be sure. We're not forcing you. We're offering the opportunity. And I can tell you, don't be afraid.
Yeah, you definitely don't be afraid.
So you kind of lit it up before a little bit when I said you want to cross over, but now I think you're a little scared.
I think he's scared because he's not sure. You're scared.
Yeah,
okay.
You're scared.
I
can understand that.
It's a scary thought because you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
And this is what you understand and you know.
It's lighting up. The EMF detector for our listeners is lighting up like crazy when we said, are you scared? It lit up like crazy. Yeah.
So I think, you know, we want to do what you want to do. And, you know, everybody's purpose in life is to eventually move on to heaven. Do you understand that? And heaven is where people go normally once they pass over. And because you are young and you're here and you're not sure where you need to go next, I think maybe that's your next step.
Ask him if he's afraid he won't go to heaven.
Oh. Are you afraid you won't go to heaven? Or you're just not sure? Because I know you're young and you're just not sure what's going on. You have these people talking to you saying this is what you should do, but you have to do what's in your heart. So what do you think?
I can tell you that your grandma and grandpa will be there too. And I know you love them very, very, very much.
Yeah. Yep,
wow,
did.
That
yep.
just lit up,
that
like,
lit up
crazy.
Like crazy.
Yeah, they're going to be there waiting for you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Is that...
So he really misses them.
Yeah, I think, oh, my goodness. Do you want us to cross you over so you can see them now? Do you want us to do that? Wow, that was...
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Whew.
Well?
Okay, so this is what we're going to do, if you want to. I'm going to have you stand before us, kneel down, put your hands together,
and just simply say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Say that however you would normally say it. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And now we can cross you over into heaven, and I know your grandparents are going to be waiting for you.
They've been waiting for you for a while.
Okay, so you want to do it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he's ready.
Kneeling? Okay. Here we go. So let's stand together in a circle. You can stand right here in the circle, in the center of the circle. Don't be scared. We're going to hold hands. We're going to say the Our Father, and we're going to open the door up to heaven so you can be with your grandfather and grandmother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the
kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May God, we have here a willing soul that wants to come to heaven and be with his grandmother and his grandfather. Please open the doors, open the lights, let him, let a door right now open before us right here, and let his energy and his soul and his heart and his mind come up to heaven. Set him free from this plane, cross him over to the next where he belongs, because we know you want all your children in heaven.
I think
we may have done this.
So.
I think he has crossed over. The EMF detector was going off like crazy, and I have such joy in my heart, and then it stopped. So I believe he has crossed over, and he is with his grandma, grandpa. Oh, wow. How did that feel,
wow,
everybody?
That's crazy.
Was that an awesome experience?
That was awesome. I hope he crossed over.
Well, if he's still here, we can ask if he's still here. I don't think his energy is still here. He's gone. If there's another energy here, it's not him. I'm going to ask if Andy's still here, light this up. If there's another energy here, light it up.
It's lighting up.
Okay, so is there another energy here other than Andy?
Or Andy, are you still here? We're getting nothing.
So we're assuming Andy has had the courage to go in here.
I hope.
And cross over to be with his grandmother and his grandfather who love him dearly. Are there any other spirits here who wish to be crossed over now, to cross over into heaven? Any other spirits before us? If you're here, light this up and we will help you cross over now. Otherwise, we're going to pack it up for tonight because we've got to go back to our station. Get back to our
finish
listeners.
Finish our radio show.
Yes, finish our radio show.
And defrost.
I think
we're getting it. It's lighting up.
Oh, it's
like
lighting
crazy.
Up like crazy. Okay. So, if you wish to be crossed over, light it up one more time like you just did. Light it up like crazy. And then we'll go ahead and we'll form the circle. And we'll make a break in the circle and we'll allow you all to come in and cross over the threshold and go up to heaven.
It lit a little blip.
Okay. If there's only one of you, that's fine. If there's more of you, that's fine, too.
We just need to know that somebody wants to be crossed over.
Right. And if that's the case, we're fine. Either light up the flashlight. You could just turn the end. Whoa. You can either turn the end of this. It turned on in my hand. Okay. You can either turn the end of this. Or you can go ahead and light up the EMF detector, but, because I touched it, I wouldn't want to assume they turned it, because it might have been my touching causing the vibration. So just let us know, guys. If you want to be crossed over, even one of you, just light this up. Just bring your energy right here, and we'll go ahead and do that. They're saying, they're lighting it up, a whole bunch, and they're saying opportunity.
Okay.
So, yes, we're going to do this now. We're going to ask anyone. We're going to create a semicircle here. We're going to join hands, leave an opening, because I believe the opening should come from here, but we can leave it from there. That's fine.
Okay.
All of you who wish to cross over, kneel down, put your hands together, and prayerfully say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Say it any way you want. You say it in your mind, say it with your mouth, shout it, whisper it. It's okay. Kneeling down, saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And what we're going to do is we're going to say the prayer one more time, and then we're going to ask God to open up a window here, a light with a beautiful staircase, and it's going to cross you right over. You're going to go up into heaven. You're going to see all the people you've been missing. Only those who wish to cross have to cross. No one else has to cross. We're not forcing anyone to. We're just giving you the opportunity. Okay, and it's lighting up like crazy, so they're ready. Here we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now we're asking God to shine his bright light upon these souls and to cross them over onto his plane, accept them into heaven so they could be with their loved ones, join their families, their friends, their mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers, their grandmothers, their brothers, their sisters, their husbands, their wives. Please accept them into the family and the kingdom of heaven. Take their souls, their minds, their bodies, and allow them the peace and the rest that they need for all of eternity. We wish this in God's name. We're keeping that door open because the EMF detector is going crazy, which means souls are crossing over. And as long as that keeps lighting up, we know these souls are crossing over the threshold onto the other plane, crossing over into heaven. We're going to keep this open for them to continue to let this continue to happen.
Okay, it's not lighting up anymore.
Anyone else? If there's anyone else, we're going to hold it open just a minute more. We're granting you this opportunity through God, and you can cross over at any time, but we're opening this door specifically for you. I'm sure you can see a bright light emanating in front of us. Go towards that bright light. It will carry you in a very effervescent way all the way up to heaven to be with God and Jesus and your family. It will be everything that you could ever have imagined and hoped for. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Wow.
And they are crossing over like crazy, so we're just going to stand here while they continue to cross. The way we know they're crossing over like crazy is that the EMF detector is going off. Like, there is a huge energy source right in front
yes.
of it. And that is in front of the opening in the semicircle that we've created. And they're continuing to cross.
They are
continuing
crossing.
To cross.
There's a lot of souls here.
Wow.
I'm feeling. A lot of souls wanting
Look
to cross.
Look at this. Have
over.
You ever seen anything
no.
like this? This
I mean,
is
it
so
is
amazing.
Up like crazy.
This is so, so amazing. Wow. And it's continuing to light up.
It is continuing to light up.
That door is wide open. These souls are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. This is wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow. Well, it looks like we had a lull there. Whoop,
oh,
there
no. They're
again.
Still crossing.
Every time I say there's
they
a lull.
Still yes, they're still crossing. They're still crossing. Wow. This is amazing. I wish all of our listeners would have the opportunity to be able to be one of God's workers to help this process the way we were fortunate and blessed to be here to help with. It's so awesome. It's so inspiring. It's so gratifying. Don't you just feel like you won the lottery?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's like,
no,
oh, my gosh.
I want a hot chocolate.
I think they want a hot chocolate, too. And they are continuing to cross. As we stand here and talk, the souls are continuing to cross. I don't know how many have been here, but God knows there's many, because they are continuing to cross over into the light. One of our participants is trying to videotape the EMF detector so you can see how it's lighting up and crossing. It's just like it's on fire. It's still going.
It is
still,
going. My gosh. I've never seen an EMF go off for
no,
that long.
No. Only one time, and that is when one of the paranormal groups, I wasn't there for that one, but I heard about it.
Oh, really?
When Ann and Mike,
God,
okay.
Yeah, so when they crossed over those souls.
Oh,
at the,
okay.
I think it was at, what are the insane asylum?
Oh, wow.
It was either there or it was at the, sugar.
The sugar mill?
Plantation, yeah.
Something flashing.
Okay, hold on. And we're getting, they're continuing to go.
And what are we getting
now? Oh, my
now?
Goodness, look it, they're saying, they're going past Bob. This is the end, I guess, of them being here.
Castle.
They're seeing a barn and a castle. And I guess heaven is
whatever.
What,
to each
yes.
person, it's something different.
To some, it's a castle. To others, it's a barn because it's what
well,
they've always needed
safe,
on their farm.
Thing,
yeah. It's a barn to keep your livestock.
I would love to think there was a castle in heaven.
Yeah, I'm thinking castle is the way I'd go.
Yeah.
But barn is good, too. There's nothing
right.
wrong with barn.
Oh, they're still going.
They're still
wow.
going. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're just going to stay here, and we're going to keep this open
keep
for
it
y'all.
Open.
We're not closing it. And I want you spirits to know that you can continue to cross, whether we're here or not, just by getting on your knees, putting your hands together and saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. By doing that, you're just helping your soul to cross over. There is nothing to be afraid of. There's no fear in heaven. There's only light, bright love, and eternity of happiness. And they're continuing to cross. Do you
wow.
see that? Did you
lighting
guys
like
feel
crazy.
Like this breeze
like
come
a
through?
Breeze,
yes,
yes.
Of like this, not like what we've been feeling. This was like a,
whoosh,
yeah, shoo,
mm-hmm.
going by, in the center of our semicircle here, where we've left an opening for all the spirits to enter, and they're continuing to cross. And this is just utterly
wow,
amazing,
unbelievable. Look at that.
That is utterly amazing, and we have truly done God's work today.
We
haven't
have. We absolutely have.
Wow. Wow. So, do you think we've crossed everybody over?
I think we have, and they, with the knowledge that they can cross over
anytime
they're ready,
they're ready
to cross over.
And so at this point, we're gonna wish you all a lovely evening. Anyone who's decided not to cross over and stay, we wish you many blessings, peace and happiness, and know that you can indeed cross over at any time of your choosing by just saying what we exactly said. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I saw something light up over there.
Well. All right, guys.
Okay, well, that
We've
was
done a great job.
Unbelievable.
I'm really proud of our entire team here tonight. I want to thank everybody. We're going to play a couple of songs, two songs back to back, and then we're going to head back to the studio so that we can get back to you live, and maybe somebody will have a cup of coffee with us before we go back on.
I would love that.
On the air. So everybody, if you're going to make a potty break, all our listeners, now's the time to do it because we're heading back to the studio. We'll be back in two songs.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before, I know this room, I've walked this floor, I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, love is not. Hallelujah.
And you are back live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
That was a crazy, crazy evening, wasn't
that
it?
That was a crazy evening. That was a cold evening.
And I am still frozen like a popsicle.
I totally get it. And I'm going to say this. When we got back to the studio here, they had warm coffee for us.
They did.
And chocolate.
And chocolate that I'm eating right now.
And there you go. So that was an awesome experience, and I think anybody who listens to that live on location ghost hunt can see that, you know, we're not out there trying to irritate the ghosts. We're not out there screaming. We're not trying. All we want to do is connect with them, and if offer them the opportunity if they choose to cross over.
Right.
And
which quite obviously tonight was,
wow, man,
that
you
was.
Know,
the crossing over evening, wasn't it?
It really was.
I don't think we've ever had that happen before.
Not like that.
Not
we
like
have
that.
Never done. We've crossed souls over before, one or two.
But
or three.
This was many.
But this was
many,
massive.
Many.
And two things y'all don't know. I was telling Jessica. I'm telling you, you want to talk about me almost vomiting? I was holding the flashlight at one point, and you heard me say it's closer towards the end there,
mm-hmm.
and I said, when the flashlight just went on, the truth is, I wasn't looking at the flashlight. I was holding that pen, that mag light in
mm-hmm.
my hand, and I felt as if something
oh my gosh.
Took the end and pulled on it a little. It was just a little. And when I looked
down,
the light...
You did look pretty freaked out.
I said, oh, my God. And then I immediately put it down because I'm telling you it freaked me out just a little
and
bit.
You didn't really tell us till we left.
I was freaking out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little freaky. That
I'm
was
glad you
freaky.
Didn't tell me.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't want to scare the participant one and participant two.
Right.
That was a little over... Yeah, that was a little over the top.
That was cool.
That was totally cool. But the best part was, and I don't know if they were able to hear it or not, but the... When the second time, when the EMF detector was going wild, it was lighting up like somebody was passing huge energy sources over it.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, there's absolutely no way for that to happen unless there's spirits there, because there was no other energy source. You know, we ran the perimeter when we
right.
got there. Was there any other energy source?
There was
sources?
Nothing.
There was
absolutely nothing
and
there.
And so we know that there was nothing there. We had nothing that we were using that would have caused that, but... What the second time these spirits were crossing over, when we opened that door, the
well,
second
it just
time
kept going off.
Well, and you could feel it, and you could hear this.
Yeah, it's like a swishing sound.
It was
sound.
Like a swishing. It came. This is you could hear the traffic. That was a different hum. That was a different
right.
sound. You could hear trucks going down the road, but it sounded like this. Like that. Did
yeah.
you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's. I mean, it was like, and I was like, oh my gosh,
that
wow, was so awesome.
That
was
awesome.
Awesome. And I want to say, you know, Father Bob Bailey has been such a wonderful support.
Yes,
he's
he has.
With the Power War. What?
Your lips are frozen.
Blah, blah, blah. The Power Warrior. What? TW Power Warriors of St. Michael.
Right.
Thank you. I don't know why I always want to make it more difficult than it is, but he's with the Power Warriors of St. Michael's. He's a priest in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. He's been seen on several TV shows. He consults on those with him. But he's been a really tremendous help
mm-hmm.
to help to us. He's very kind in helping us bless all our salt that we use. And he's helped me put together some prayers and sound out many of the prayers that many of my clients have received over the years when they feel like they've got something and they don't
mm-hmm.
know how to get rid of it or they want to do a hedge of protection. And this particular thing that I'm about to read to you was assembled with the help of Father Bob Bailey, and these were prayers to cross over souls caught in what we call the in-between, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I call the in-between. It's not like they're on the other side. If they were on the other side, it would be much easier for me to read them.
Right.
It's the ones that are caught, like, in-between.
Caught in-between, yeah.
Yeah. And he says, this is what you should say, angel escorts, and you can actually ask for Michael or Gabriel or Raphael or specific angels. Andy, are dead, and it is time for you to cross over into the light. Your time has come to move on towards a peaceful place that is filled with love and light. It's a good place. God wants you to be there, and we want to help you to cross over into the light. We are going to say the Lord's Prayer, and as we do, we want you to move towards the light where you will find peace, love, and eternal happiness and know that God wants you there. And then also he recommended that you could say the 23rd Psalm. We had so much activity, we really just didn't have time to do all that. But
hard to focus on that.
It was tough, but that was pretty neat, and I want to give thanks and kudos to Father Bob, who has always been a wonderful wealth of information and always willing to help
in every situation. Yeah, definitely.
So that was really cool, and that was just a wonderful experience tonight, so that's really good. Now, I know we've had a caller here who's been waiting for an hour and 9 minutes.
That is devotion, boy.
That is devotion. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take that caller right now because it's
And I can
right
eat my
thing.
Peanut butter cup.
You can eat your peanut butter cup. That's exactly
and you can
right.
watch me.
And you, I'm going to go ahead and take a call, and it's from 313 with a prefix of 213. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm making it.
You're making it? That's good. Eric is calling from Detroit, correct?
Yes.
I was going to say Chicago, but it's Detroit. And how can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm actually calling because I'm trying to figure out, you remember the issue with Gabrielle. Now, I took your advice, but mm-hmm. now it's kind of, I broke down and because she started texting and stuff like that. I'm trying to figure out, what is her mindset? Did I actually mess things up? I know you said like 5 weeks, and... You know, what's her mindset?
You didn't wait the time period that I suggested you wait?
No, I started 3 days, and like I said, I actually got kind of weak. So, you know.
Okay, so wait. I told you to go how many weeks? How many weeks did I tell you
weeks.
To go? Okay.
And
week? After 3 days, you're broke. But you know what?
Yes.
It's okay because I'm not supposed to affect your free will, and so it's okay. What you did is what you were supposed to do. If you did it, it's the way it's supposed to happen, and that's okay, Eric. The one thing I will tell you is that right now I'm seeing that your relationship with her is almost non-existent. Is that true?
As far as, you know, I'm...
Yeah,
I
as
guess,
far as
yeah.
that. Yeah. That's what they're showing me. It's almost non-existent. Here's the thing. I'm going to suggest something to you. Whether you uh-huh. choose, you use your free will to decide in what direction you want to go and if you want to do it this way. But my suggestion to you right now is to move on. Do not have contact with her for the time being because this is twisting you up like a pretzel. This is not a healthy relationship. It hasn't been. I know you want to be with her, but at the same time, it's you playing games and her playing games and everybody's playing games. And you know what? Eric, you are a wonderful person. You're a great guy. There are great girls out there who will not twist you up like a pretzel and have your stomach in knots. I'm just going to suggest that it might be a good idea for you to investigate some of those other girls that are out there. Give her a break. Give her what I call a pause or a retreat. Do not contact her and see what happens, okay?
Okay, because I know you had said that before, but, you know, is there any chance that we might get back together? No, that's not the case.
If the chance always exists that you can be back together because this is really based on your free will. If you choose to allow her to come back into your life, I do see that that opportunity will come. However, the problem with that is the situation, the dynamics of this relationship will not change. Therefore, it will continue with the same patterns, the same ups and downs as you've experienced in the past. And I don't think that's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Would you
so
agree?
Yes, I do. And, you know, I was looking, because I kind of would have spent Thanksgiving with her, but Dolly, the way you're saying that it's not going to happen. Because I know you said 5 weeks, so really it's not existing no more as 5 weeks. That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm seeing it's non-existent now. I'm seeing that right now there's really not a relationship between you two. There's some game playing going on her part, and I would suggest that you take this break or this pause or this retreat that you have in the relationship and try and find somebody who will respect you for who you are and not look for what you can give them because you're more than what your wallet is. You're a good person, Eric. You deserve a person who respects you for who you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Alrighty. I'm really glad you called in because I know you've been trying to get a hold of me, and I've been super busy, but I'm really glad that you were able to get through tonight, and I hope this has been helpful.
It has. Now that it opened, you know, a little bit more doors for me or whatever, it really has. Could I ask you this, and I go ahead and get off the phone?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask you now, for my birthday, which is coming up, am I actually going to have a good birthday? Because I feel like now that I'm not. You know, my
actually,
birthday
you're
going to
have, I'm not going to say the second word, because I don't use words like that, but you're going to have a kick-butt birthday, okay? It's going to be good. You're going to have a good birthday, because you're going to let loose, and you're going to realize that you've got so much good stuff going on in your life. You will start to recognize that. That you need to put some distance between yourself and people who aren't healthy for you so that you can allow people who are good for you, people who will help to build you up, you can allow them into your life. That's really important. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Eric, many blessings to you.
I do appreciate your help. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you called in tonight, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Eric is a dear person. He's been a client for many, many years, and I know he's been trying to get a hold of me, but this is a very busy time. I'm really glad he was able to get through tonight. That's wonderful. And we have a special treat for everybody right now, and I believe I'm taking caller 229 with a prefix of 472. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend J.
Hey, Reverend J, how are you?
Wow, that was awesome. Think of all those people or spirits that you've helped.
It was, and it was the angels. The angels were the ones who guided us there, made it all possible, made it all exist, created the situation. So all the power and glory go to them and God, and it was just a wonderful experience to be able to just be a little bit of part of that.
Yeah,
so
it was unbelievable.
Whew. Jay, you can't imagine.
I can see you guys there at the cemetery with your flashlight.
Let me tell you, when that flashlight moved, I freaked out. You know me. I mean, it took everything I had not to, like, bolt out of there, okay? And I probably would have run into a tree or something, so I don't know. But it was amazing and really great, and we're really blessed, truly,
oh,
truly, truly blessed. So, I have to say, you know, a lot of the things we learned from different groups in the area, like OPI and even RIP.
Yeah.
These are some of the ghost hunting paranormal groups in the area that helped us to learn a lot more about what we do. So. We want to give a shout out to all those folks too. Now you have something special for us tonight, don't you?
I don't know how special it is. It's kind of weird, but it a long time ago. Actually, I didn't write this song. It was it was a song that I learned in grade school.
Okay.
And so it was like sung in a round, you know. So,
okay.
I just. You know, I adopted it with my children, and then, you know, on Halloween, I would always do this song, and I do it a little bit weird, so it's, but it's really in
Look
the Halloween.
Look who you're talking to.
I was going to say. And it is Halloween. It's supposed to
Come
be weird.
On. Well, yeah, this is supposed to be a little weird.
Okay.
We're ready.
Okay, here you go. It's a cappella, so there's no music to it.
Okay.
But this is my best impression of it. Have you seen the ghost of Tom? Long white bones with the skin all gone. Wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on? That's it.
I actually know that song.
You've heard that song?
I have heard that song before.
I'm thinking tonight.
night, it would have been really cold with no skin on.
With no skin, yeah.
Thank you so
that
much.
That was cute.
That was really cute.
And it was very spookily sung.
It was. You did a very good job a cappella, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know, what
you
can
have
I
a
say?
Good voice to sing a cappella. Yes.
My kids are 21 now, so I've had a
do
few
you
years
sing it
doing
to them?
That. Yeah.
Good
I told
for
my
you.
Son I was going to do it on the radio. He says, "You're not really."
Oh, yes, I am.
That's what I said. You think I'm going to miss an opportunity of fame?
Oh, of course not. You have to sing it. You did a great job. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well,
thanks, Dave.
That's great. I hope you're having a nice, a happy Halloween.
Oh, I've been daydreaming all day about my new house that I...
And so tell me, have you sold the house, your house, yet?
No. No. Nope.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
Just the first step, right?
That's, yeah,
right.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm manifesting.
I know you are.
House.
No one can manifest like you.
I don't know. You know, I have such a resonance with it, and just I actually get happy just looking at it. And it's like,
no,
I'm not materialistic. I'm not materialistic at all.
No, you're not. Not even a little bit. But I believe when it's right and when it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
I agree. I totally. Yeah. You know, it's all in God's timing, and it's just like those spirits that you helped with.
Yeah.
You know, you were there in God's timing. You know, it was time, and boy, weren't they ready.
Oh, boy.
They were, boy.
Oh, I've never seen anything like that, Jay. I mean, I've seen, that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just so cool. Wow. Well, well, well. Good day to be alive, let me tell you.
Yes, and good things that you did.
It was an honor to be even just a little
very
part of
rewarding.
That.
Very rewarding.
Just fantastic. I could have done without the flashlight moving in my hand, but other than that,
that was the coolest part. Come on.
You know, you would think with what I do, it wouldn't scare me, and yet it does. It just freaks you out. You know,
makes it seem much more real.
Well,
were they throwing the acorns, or was that just
honestly, I don't know. All I know is that at one point when we were asking, you know, we asked a lot of questions, and sometimes the way we were asking the questions, we were really trying to get very finite on our answer. And so at one point we asked a question I know we had asked earlier, and I think it ticked them off. And all of a sudden this hail of acorns came out.
But it
us.
Was really windy, too.
It
keep
was
that
really
in mind.
Windy. And, you know, we're still feeling the effects of Hurricane Sandy because, you know, that cold front's being swept down here.
Mm-hmm.
And the winds are tremendous. And so, you know, yeah, I think that's part of what's going on. So, but it was, you know, all I could say is I heard them coming like at a hailstorm. And then one of the participants got smacked in the head with it. Do I think they were throwing them? I don't know. I know this. I think they were very cautious of us at
mm-hmm.
first, extremely cautious. And it took us a long time to make them feel comfortable and trust us.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It did, but then once
we hit the grandmother and the grandfather, that
wow,
was it.
Bam.
That's what that little boy wanted more
mm-hmm.
than anything in this world. And thank God the angels were able to make that happen.
Yeah, that was cool.
So hallelujah. Cool. So there you go. Well, Jay, thank you for your beautiful, lovely, scary, skinless song.
Skinless.
Thank you for your skinless song. We will see you Sunday night.
Yes, and then we're going to have another fun night.
Another fun night. That's right. Everyone listening, tune in Sunday night at 8 p.m. for the Network of Christian Psychics, where we'll be having a roundtable with some really great advisors from that website, which is the networkofchristianpsychics.com. And it'll be a really great show because people can call in and get readings, and we'll get a reading from each one of the advisors on the panel. So it'll be really neat. Jay, as always, God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Have a wonderful night, lady.
You too,
Jay.
Take care now. Bye-bye. That was great. You know what? We've got about 10 minutes. I want to try and get a caller in here.
Okay.
This is 404 with a prefix of 452. Welcome to the show. Hi, caller 404 with a prefix of 452.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I just want to try to get some type of guidance. I just feel really lost.
I actually can't hear you so well. Can you turn the phone more towards your face?
I was calling just to get, like, some guidance because I'm, like, feeling really lost. And I just love talking to you.
I can't hear her.
Yeah, sweetie, I can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. When you start out talking, I can hear you, and then all of a sudden, I can't hear anything you're saying.
I said I was calling to get some guidance because I just love talking to you guys because I'm, like, really lost right now.
Okay, sweetie. What's your first name?
It's T. Everybody knows
T. Yes, T. It's T. We've talked to you before. Okay, let's see what's going on in your life right now. Let's just take a quick look here and see what we can figure out and what we can see.
Yeah, I have, like, no guidance.
You have, well, you know what? You do have guidance, though. Here's the thing. Everybody has guidance. And sometimes we choose to ignore the guidance. I mean, you know
mm-hmm.
when you're doing things you should be doing, and you know when you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. And the guidance is
mm-hmm.
there. And if you would just follow it, and I'm not, you know, telling you that you're living your life wrong. I'm not saying that at all. But
mm-hmm.
what I am saying is I happen to know for sure, absolutely, that there are certain things in your life that you've done against your better judgment, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when you do those things, that's when everything goes to heck in a handbasket, as my grandmother used to say, only she didn't say
but
the word heck.
But it seems like I can't do anything because I always get bad feelings about everything. And it seems like anytime, like, it just goes haywire. I'm not sure if I have a purpose and I'm supposed to stay on the straight and narrow, but it's, like, really frustrating.
You are supposed to stay on the straight and narrow, and I think that what happens is you have a tendency to sabotage yourself. I sense that. And what I'm being shown here is that if you would take a deep breath, take a break and make the decision for the next 3 months, the next 90 days. 3 months sounds shorter, so I'm going to say 3 months. For the
mm-hmm.
next 3 months, I want you to do exactly what you know your great-grandma or your grandma would tell you to do. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, stay in school.
Yes. Do what you know she would tell you to do. Do the right thing. It might be harder. It's always harder to do the right thing. Heck, if doing the right thing was easy, everyone would do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the right
mm-hmm.
thing is hard, and it sucks, frankly. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you don't want to have to do the right thing. Sometimes you just want to go and do what makes you feel good, what's fun, what's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, I promise you, if for the next 3 months, 90 days, you do what you know you're supposed to do, you will see the difference in how your life is in those 3 months. And you'll realize, you'll finally see, gosh, if I would just make these decisions that I know I'm supposed to make and make the right ones, not only are they doable, but ultimately they take all the pressure and all the fear out of my life. And you need to stop being controlled by fear because you're controlled by fear all the time.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah.
But, yeah, but the issue is, it's like my emotions, because I'm, like, really stuck on this guy. And I know my grandmother would tell me not to mess with him, but how do you control the emotions that you have for that person? Because that's, like, really where I'm having issues at, is relationships with others, well, with guys.
Well, but if you know you're not supposed to have a relationship with this guy, there's a reason for it, right? Because he's not good
mm-hmm.
for you. Is that correct? So why would you, I'm going to ask you this, why would you end up having a relationship with a guy that's going to end up messing up your life, creating bad karma, creating bad energy? For what reason? Because you want to have some fun? Come on.
No,
you're smarter
it's like
than that.
It feels like I love him, though. I feel like that. I feel like that for right now. But I change every day, so I don't know.
You feel like you love him for now, but that's just for now. And you know as well as I do, because I know you. You might feel as if you love him, but you and I both know he's not for you. You and I both know you've been compromising too much to be with this guy, and that's the exact word the angels gave me. You've been compromising too much, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying you need to heal. Your heart and your soul need to heal. You need to stop what you're doing, step back, do what your grandma would tell you to do for the next 90 days. If you do that, they're telling me, your life will turn into sweetness, just complete sweetness, happiness. It'll be like, I don't know what I did, but I really do know what I did, because I did what my grandma would have wanted me to do for the 3 months, and look at what has happened in my life. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Do that. I promise you, you'll see what I'm talking about, okay?
Okay.
And then you call us and let us know how it worked out.
All right, so just do what I think she would say?
Do what you think she would say. Do what you know in your heart she would tell you to do.
Okay.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, okay?
All right, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, honey. Happy Halloween. Well, this has been a great show, hasn't it,
Jessica? Yeah, it's been great. It's been unbelievable and
a little
different,
bit chilly, little windy,
cool.
Little cold. Got some acorns thrown at us. Some flashlights went off in our hand. Crossed over some incredible spirits and souls.
And I just ate 2 Reese's peanut butter cups, and I feel sick.
Is that not the best way to end
That's
an evening?
That's the best Halloween.
There's only one other way to end an evening, but we can't. You know,
eat candy and throw up.
Yes, that's right. I want to thank everybody for taking the time on this wonderful Halloween to spend time with us, and I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We had a blast doing it.
We did.
It was very rewarding for us, and I hope that you'll tune in next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Who knows what we've got planned for next Wednesday night?
Maybe something cool and
something
spooky.
Totally wild and outrageous.
Crazy.
And crazy, yeah. What'll it
I don't
be?
Know. You don't know from us.
You don't
We're pretty wacky and unpredictable.
Jessica may eat a Twix bar. You never know. There you go. Listen, everybody, have a wonderful Halloween night. Thank you. God bless. And we'll see you here 8 p.m. next Wednesday night.